Hello, and thanks for joining us in the Measure Pod, a place where we tackle some of the analytics industry's big topics and try and have a little bit of fun along the way too. I'm Dara. I'm joined as always by Dan. Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Hot.
It is hot. It's hot here in the UK. We're having one of our rare heat waves where we like to complain about it. So, Dan, what have you been up to this week?
I've actually been running back-to-back GTM training sessions, which is held in our recording booth in the office, which feels like a sauna. So 2 days in a sauna in the office teaching GTM. The sessions are great, the conditions maybe not so much. And how about you, mate?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. I've, as you know, recently changed roles, so I've taken on the managing director role at Measure Lab. So to be completely honest, I've been trying to figure out what it is that I should be doing. So I'm getting involved in lots and just trying to figure out where the best use of my time is, really.
Awesome. So I should be on my best behavior then, should I?
Exactly. I'm taking notes. So tell me, Dan, what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, I thought this week we can try and answer a question that a lot of our clients have been putting to us, which is, why should I care about GA4? It's something that we're coming up against day to day, something we're having to justify to our clients. And it was actually over a beer the other day that I thought, you know, we should probably have a really clear idea and maybe come down to like a couple of points that we can say, this is why you should care.
And I think I was probably asking you this very same question only a few months ago. So it is very much a hot topic, isn't it? And I think we probably, from that conversation, if I remember correctly, boiled it down to three main reasons, which we'll expand on today. And I'll look to you to provide your, as always, expert view on these different points.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so the first reason I think we can agree on is that all of Google's engineering efforts are going into GA4, and over time, UA is going to be getting less and less support. Is that fair to say, Dan?
That's a really nice way of putting that we've got no choice, right? Which is maybe the less delicate way of phrasing it. But yeah, Google have said that all of their development efforts and their focus and their attention and energy is going on to GA4. So there is no longer any development happening in Universal Analytics the same way that when they moved from Classic to Universal, they did the same. They will support a legacy system, but they will not improve or make advancements on that tool going forward. It's not going anywhere, but who knows, right? We're in their hands, I suppose.
So there's no need to panic straight away, but I guess at the same time, it would be prudent for people to start the process of migrating over to GA4, running the two in parallel for a period of time to give them that chance to understand the new platform and the changes.
Yeah, for sure. Parallel tracking is the stuff that Google are saying at the moment, and it's the kind of stuff that we're coming at it from too. We're not saying to switch off UA in any rush. We're saying that GA4 is the future, whether we like it or not. It's an opportunity while we parallel track not to kind of test out GA4 and understand whether we want to use it. This is a perfect opportunity to learn it yourself so that when the inevitable switch happens, that we're kind of not worried about it. So it is what it is, right? Google has moved on to a new tool. We're like, okay, we didn't ask for it, but that's cool.
Reason number one is, you know, I maybe put it in a nicer way, but as you say, there's no choice really. And it's similar in that respect to when Classic GA moved to Universal, in the fact that there was always going to be a timeline before people were left with no choice but to move to the new version. But the difference this time around is the GA4 is actually a very different beast. One of the key differences, I think, that we were talking about is the fact that effectively everything under the hood has changed. And I think I'm right in saying that you would be of the opinion that it's maybe a little bit more accessible in some ways.
Yeah, I think it's easier to understand. And I think I might have to justify that very quickly. As someone that's been using Universal Analytics for the last 6 years almost daily, the reason I'm saying it's easier to understand is purely down to the data model and how that works. So Google Analytics 4 just tracks events. It just joins these events together under a user ID or some kind of device ID, whatever it uses to stitch these together. And then you have a string of things that are happening in a sequence. And I think that's fundamentally a lot simpler to grasp than things like data scopes, right? What is a session scope dimension and a hit scope metric and all the other nuances to Universal Analytics? But what I finally come to realize is that if I was explaining this to someone that's never used it before, it is so much easier to explain how GA4 works to Universal Analytics. And I have to do that. I run GA4 training sessions alongside Universal Analytics GTM and Data Studio, and it's a lot easier. I can tell you for a fact, it's a lot easier to explain GA4. The only time GA4 actually is hard is for people that know Universal Analytics inside and out. So unfortunately, it's people like us, Dara, because we're so used to Universal Analytics. We're so used to knowing the ins and outs of all the nuances and intricacies of Universal that actually this is a change, and change is difficult.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're set in our ways to an extent, aren't we? And it's like any platform, really, or any software, when it changes drastically, there's that initial almost negative reaction from people who are familiar with it because it's so different. So I think it is important to point out that there is a learning curve where you almost have to untrain some of your knowledge and switch your mindset towards this. To be honest, probably a more suitable data model anyway for the combination of web plus app, which most brands are looking to track across these days anyway. So GA Universal was probably a little bit behind the curve in that respect.
Exactly, yeah. Someone put this to me quite nicely, and they said that when Google got their hands on Urchin Analytics, the concept of a session made perfect sense. They're logging on, they're going onto this website, and then they will log off after doing something. Whereas with the ever increasingly connected age we're in now, these are not really the cases. People don't decide to have a session on a website or think of it in that context. It's more like my phone buzzes, I pick it up, I click a link, put it back down. My phone buzzes, I go back into my browser. Oh, that was that thing I left behind. I'll have a quick look. This is purely my opinion here, that sessions are no longer relevant because people don't browse in sessions anymore. They have these micro moments, and then we have this legacy definition of sessions we're pulling across. Now that we don't have these things in the way, we just track events and they're stitched together in a timeline. A small asterisk there, they do have sessions in GA4. I do know that. Maybe we'll touch that again another time. But also, we have to think about the target demographic of Google Analytics 4. The reality is, for people like you and me, Dara, as analytics professionals or specialists, we're not marketers. And this is a marketing tool built for marketers. They want more marketers to have a lower barrier of entry so that they can use the data to maybe improve their marketing performance or increase their marketing spend. You know, that's their focus. It is a marketing tool, and I always have to remind myself of this.
But it's interesting you say that, Dan, because even though that's absolutely true and it's always been the case, the third of our reasons why people should care about GA4 is actually for people a little bit more like us, because GA4 is actually making the tool more powerful for analysts. Do you want to talk a little bit about why that's the case?
Yeah, for sure. So obviously, I just mentioned that it's a marketing tool in the marketing platform built for marketers and all that jazz, which is contradictory almost. And it's a deliberate choice that we've got these 3 points. And that's because Universal Analytics had a way of trying to embed them all together. So if you're a marketer or an analyst or data engineer, you have to use the same tool. Whereas now what they've done is they've kind of separated out these features. And so the way that it's starting to materialize is that the GA4 UI is a great place for a marketer to be. They can go into the advertising workspace. They can have a look at different attribution models. They can build some custom reports in the reports workspace. And they can connect it to their ads platforms, and they can share audiences. I think it's a really powerful tool and definitely an area of investment from Google. But the reason, going back to the point, the reason why I said it's better for analysts is because of things like the BigQuery export. So you can now, for free, connect and export your raw data to BigQuery. So that in itself is a better tool for analysts or analytics specialists. It's not just about using the UI for marketing reasons or trying to make a marketing UI work for analyst reasons. What we're saying is you have access to the data and you can make sense of it elsewhere. So that's the key one. And probably in every GA4 conversation you'll have is BigQuery this, BigQuery that. It's going to be part of the conversation. And a lot of people might think, well, I don't use BigQuery. I don't know BigQuery. Maybe we should do another episode of why should I care about Google BigQuery? And maybe we will. But the reality is that it's just a change from Google's perspective of who's using them. So if you're an analyst or you consider yourself an analyst or a data person in any way, turn it on, have a play. I think it's going to be the place for people like us to be using the data in the not too distant future.
So quick follow-on question on that. Would you say as a result of that, Dan, that it's become any more difficult for marketers to use? So has this come at the cost of that fact that GA is primarily for marketers?
I don't think so. I think they've become more focused in what their platform is doing, which I quite like, to be honest. I like that there's no ambiguity. So under the bonnet, without going too much into it, GA4 is Firebase. And if you have an app with Google Analytics on there, you would be very aware of what Firebase is, and there's a Firebase UI. So One thing to note is that technically there are multiple places you can view the data. You can go into the Firebase UI and you've got data there. You've got the GA UI and you've got data there. And you've got the data in BigQuery. And there's even an API. So the Firebase interface is for app developers. The GA4 interface is predominantly for marketers. And the BigQuery export is for analysts. They're creating an environment for us to have the tools we need without having to create a one-size-fits-all approach. That being said, they have made some ways of improving the analyst function within the UI too. So for example, just off the top of my head, there's no sampling in the reports workspace now, and there's no longer any collection limits within GA4. I'm talking about the free version here. We hear rumors of the 360 version coming at a later date, but it's not yet announced, it's not yet out. So comparing the free version of Universal to GA4, you've got no limits in the amount of data you can collect, and there's no sampling in the reports. And that only ever improves the use of GA as a product, whether you're a marketer or an analyst.
Yeah, really interesting, Dan. So actually, rather than the improvements in GA4 for analysts coming at the expense of marketers, it's actually more of a case of GA4 evolving to cater for multiple different use cases and multiple different types of users and power users as well. Okay, to recap, I think we kind of distilled down the reasons for why people should give the time and attention to GA4 down to three core areas. The first one, which is unavoidable and nobody can argue with, is that all of Google's development efforts are going to be going into GA4. It effectively is Google Analytics moving forward. So there's no choice but to care about it. But there's no need to panic just yet if you're still using Universal Analytics. You can run the two in parallel, but it now is a good time to start to understand GA4. Second reason, this is an interesting one because I think you and I both struggled to get our heads around GA4 initially because we've got so many habits and preconceived ideas about analytics, having worked with Universal for so long. But once you get your head around the differences, or if you haven't used Universal Analytics before, then actually it's potentially an easier platform to get your head into. And to be honest, I'm sure you'll agree with this, but I'll be quite glad not to have to explain scopes to anyone again, which is definitely a benefit.
I mean, running GA training sessions for coming on 5 years now, and I still don't have a really pithy, concise way of explaining how they work and what they are. I don't know about you.
Same for me. It's always the question in training or client conversations that I don't relish, because equally I haven't found a simple way to explain it. It's a tricky concept to get your head around. So the simpler data model of GA4, all based around users and a stream of events, as you explained earlier. And I think it's an easier model for people to get their heads around. And the third reason that we've covered is, and I think you went into quite a bit of detail on this one, it's the fact that even though it's still a marketing analytics tool, but with some of the benefits of GA4, like the BigQuery export, it's allowing analysts to get their hands on the data and run more advanced analytics on top of that. So it's catering for different audiences now, not just marketing professionals, but analysts as well.
So in other words, one, you don't have a choice. Two, it's easier to understand, trust me. And three, it's better for people like me.
That's a much shorter and probably more honest conclusion than mine, Dan. Thanks for that. Okay. Brilliant. So enough for now. It's a topic we're undoubtedly going to come back to and talk about in lots more detail over further discussions. But what have you been doing in this last week, Dan, to switch off, to wind down after a long day looking at data, talking about data?
So I tell you what I've done. I bought myself a new Xbox. I got the baby Series S, not the Series X. And I love it. Never had an Xbox before. And I love it. I'm a huge fan. All I've been doing is playing classic Doom on this brand new console. I've had this for a couple of weeks now, and I don't think I've played a single next-gen game on my next-gen console. Who knows? Maybe eventually I'll get to the next-gen versions, but for now, I'm enjoying my time playing a very old game on a very new console, upscaled to 4K, and I love it.
I'm not even going to pretend I understood half of those words you just said, Dan. Unless it's Flimbo's Quest on the Commodore 64, I'm not interested.
I have to admit, Darren, I'm too young to know what that is, but I'll Google it and come back to you.
You don't know what you're missing out on, honestly. So I've been doing something very different. I've been trying to get out in this glorious hot weather that we've had lately, and I'm desperately trying to finish off a log cabin that's in the back of my garden, sitting there unfinished, untreated, So I've been out there in the evenings after work and spending a bit of time at the weekends as well in the gardens, soaking up the sunshine.
So that's you going outside and working on a log cabin, and that's me trying to hide away from the sun and the heat playing Doom on my Xbox.
Yeah, but when it's built, I'm going to put a Commodore 64 in and play Flimbo's Quest.
Amazing. Maybe we can get a nice little LAN session going, invite the Measure Lab crew around.
Why not?
Do you know what a LAN session is?
No. Oh, smile and nod, smile and nod. All right, enough of this mockery, enough mocking me and my lack of gaming knowledge. That's a wrap for this time around. You can find out more about us over at measurelab.co.uk, or you can email us at hello@measurelab.co.uk. If you've got any questions, or even if you want to suggest a topic of discussion for myself and Dan. Otherwise, join us next time for some more analytics ramblings. I've been Dara, as always, joined by Dan. Bye from me.
And bye from me.
See you next time.
All right, mate. Thank you again. I'll catch you later. Have a good evening.
See you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.